This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. So you say weeding's not your bag. I have some weed-blocking superheroes prepared to do battle for you. All of these plants are fast spreaders, also known as invasive to some, and they have dense leaf cover, which prevents sunlight from hitting those weed seeds so they can't germinate. Here's a list of those weed-whipping power perennials. Emerald Blue Moss Phlox has pretty little lavender flowers throughout April and May and is Zone 2 hardy. This plant is a short ground cover in full sun. Lady's Mantle is a Zone 4 plant with great chartreuse scalloped leaves and little yellow flowers from late spring to early fall. This one reaches a height of about 18 inches and does well in part shade. The catmint variety, known as Walker's Low, was voted the 2007 Perennial of the Year and is another superhero weed blocker. It's hardy to Zone 3, loves full sun, and in mid-season, after the first flush of flowers have faded, trim the plant by about a third, and in a couple of weeks, you'll have more flowers. Catmint is also deer and rabbit resistant. Ooh, bonus. Another Zone 3 hardy plant, Herman's Pride. False Lamium quickly forms a dense canopy. It has mottled yellow-green foliage with pale yellow flowers that delight in shade. Careful, though, this weed whipper is a wanderer, too. Another plant that is really invasive and definitely a weed whipper is Snow on the Mountain. I moved this plant, which turned out to be about a million, out of a shaded garden and into a woodland area, and it took over. This plant shoots out rhizomes everywhere and will march like a conqueror through any territory. That's good if you want to block weeds, bad if you want it to stay contained. I'll have all this and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.